via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. A prominent Kremlin critic is out of the hospital. Alexei Navalny said Wednesday via his Instagram account he has been discharged from a German hospital. The Russian opposition leader has been hospitalized since August when he collapsed on a flight due to suspected poisoning. He was transferred to a Berlin hospital where doctors determined he was poisoned with the nerve agent Novichok. That's a substance Western governments have accused Russia of using in the past. Navalny says he plans to have physiotherapy every day and could follow treatment at a rehabilitation center to regain his motor skills, including the full use of his left hand. Russia has not opened an investigation into the incident involving Navalny, saying its labs have found no indications he was poisoned. The U.S. paying tribute to the 200,000 lives lost due to the coronavirus pandemic. Volunteers planted 20,000 miniature U.S. flags on the grounds surrounding the Washington Monument in Washington, D.C. Tuesday, each flag representing 10 victims who have died since the virus arrived in the country earlier this year. Health analysts at the University of Washington say the death toll could reach 410,000 by the end of the year. The United States has the highest death toll among all nations. The U.S. will pay its final respects to the late U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Ginsburg's casket will be brought to the Supreme Court building Wednesday morning for a private ceremony attended by her family and her fellow justices. The casket will then be moved to the building's front steps and lie in repose for public viewing until Thursday. We have more on this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko.